Passage 2. When Alex Godson started his first unpaid internship in Brussels, Belgium, home of the EU's many political institutions, he believed a full-time position was within his grasp. But it took him another 3 years of low-paid traineeship until he got his master's degree from Manchester University. He was then offered a permanent job at the European Movement International, a lobby group. His experience is not unique, as nearly a quarter of all under-25s, more than 19 million people in the EU, are jobless, according to the latest statistics. In Spain and Greece, which have been hardest hit by the recession, youth unemployment now exceeds 50%. In Sweden, under-25s account for 38% of those in unemployment, and they are taking to the streets in protest. With fears of a lost generation rising, EU leaders met to discuss the details of an action plan to tackle youth unemployment. They agreed to spend 6 billion euros on creating jobs and traineeships, The Guardian reported. But economists have warned that throwing money at the problem will not necessarily accelerate its resolution. Instead, they stress that the key is economic growth. It's not possible to create jobs in a recessionary environment. You need growth to pick up. Carson Brzeski from the international banking company ING told Borders. Europe's young people, however, are not willing to wait for a miracle to happen. They're finding other ways of dealing with their grim circumstances. Some choose to delay employment by traveling or volunteering. Some look abroad for better opportunities, while others stay put and seek to change their fate.
Questions 13 to 15 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 13.
What can we learn about Alex Godson?
Question 14.
According to economists, what is the key solution to youth unemployment?
Question 15.
What will Europe's young people do to cope with unemployment?